We love you, Faith, and we lift our mice to call you Chaz. Just would not be nice to Chaz.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down, I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass, and I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning, radio on demand, it's all right.
Today we got pregnant men and Indiana Jones, but Indiana Jones isn't pregnant, so we'll get confused. We'll get there in a minute.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah.
What are you doing cutting my man's Devine off there? What was that about? That's my song.
I know that's your song.
What are you cutting it off for? That's not very nice.
Cut it off.
You cut it off. You put the intro music on.
I just wanted to give people a taste of it. They can't take it all the time, all much, you know? It's got to be cut and
all much.
And sure. Like yesterday night. Don't say yesterday night. I figured out that it was supposed to be last night, not yesterday night.
Yeah.
Took a minute for my brain to catch up.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Huh? Peace through victory.
Peace through victory.
Hey.
Yeah?
I don't remember.
What are you pointing at?
Pregnant man. Pregnant man. You were going to tell us about the pregnant man.
Oh, yeah. Time Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody's heard about this.
Hey there, sweetie pie. I listen.
Hey, Buford.
Well, I had to come in here on this topic, and I heard y'all were talking about here with these pregnant men.
Yeah, just one pregnant man.
Man, I'm sick of them running around all over the place.
Well, there's only one.
No, there's a bunch of them. I seen them all over. They down there at the Walmart and the Costco and down there at the Tractor Supply store, too. I seen them everywhere.
What? Where? Why?
What do you mean, why? I don't know why.
No, I mean, where are I haven't seen any of these pregnant men.
I'm just sick. You haven't seen them?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, I'm so sick of them. They're walking around with their bellies hanging over their jeans there and everything, and just, you know, all proud of their baby and everything. I just don't understand it.
They're not pregnant.
What do you mean they're not pregnant?
They just have beer guts.
Is that what you get from drinking beer?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why I don't do it.
Oh, well, whatever.
I didn't know you could get pregnant drinking beer. I won't ever do that. That's a good... See, I didn't understand... I know how women get pregnant. My daddy sat me down and told me all about that, but I didn't know that men could get pregnant from drinking beer.
Yeah. No, they're not pregnant, Buford. They just have big bellies from the beer. Men can't get pregnant.
But I've seen them.
No.
Okay. Well, where do we get little men from?
I don't want to do that right now.
Okay. What?
I don't want to have that conversation with you right now.
Okay. Interesting.
Brad, could you explain that to him?
Yeah, I'll take that on.
Yeah, right now?
No, not right now. Definitely not right now. Later, after the show.
Okay, then.
Well, there you go.
You're going to have to explain the birds and the bees to him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, I understand a lot about the birds and the bees, man. You got to keep the birds and the bees separated. Excuse me. I'll catch you in my throat. You got to keep them separated because the birds will eat the bees.
Not that kind of birds and bees.
No?
No.
Pelicans?
What?
Pelicans?
Those are those funny birds with the flappity jaws.
What does that have to do with it? What does that have to do with anything?
I got a bone to pick with you, lady.
Now what?
I went in there to that refrigerator of yours.
Uh-huh.
But Buford, I've told you to stay out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, well, I mistake it for my own.
No, you didn't.
That's beside the point.
You can smell yours.
I can smell the chicken in yours. Anyway, listen, I got in there and I was going to get me some cold chicken, and I opened the door, and there was a box in there on the top shelf that said organic milk.
Uh-huh.
By golly, I'm sick of this stuff. You got these people wanting to, you know, free-range pork, and I already went off on that, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, now we got organic milk.
Yeah. It doesn't have any of those growth hormones in it.
They all say that on there.
No, know, they don't.
They do, too. They're right here on the top. It says no RFBGs or whatever. But listen, this organic milk is a big farce.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Not because it says organic milk, but because it implies that other milk's non-organic. There is no such thing as non-organic milk. Makes my head spin, my twitch. Sick of all this. You know, that and this is shaved turkey. I tried that, and it don't work. You end up killing them. Those little beardy things don't come off. You're in the grocery store and you see a box full of shaved turkey. It's just stupid. That's all I got to say.
Oh, stupid. Yeah, I got.
All milk is organic, and just because they stamp organic on a box, they're going to charge you an extra dollar for it. It's a ripoff.
Okay.
There. Got that off my chest.
You feel better?
I feel much better now.
Oh, good.
Sick of this. All this wandy, mansy, pansy, organic crap everywhere. Sick of it. It's all organic. Oil is organic. Used to be dinosaurs, for heaven's sakes. Before the flood.
Before the flood?
I said before the flood. It was dinosaurs and stuff and such.
Uh-huh.
Trees and junk. It was organic.
Uh-huh.
So don't tell me that it ain't. Just, oh,
you're spitting on me.
Stamp organic on stuff and you get an extra $5 for it.
Brett, tell him to move back.
You can drink diesel for all I care. It's organic. Make any sense to anybody? Look it up in the dictionary, people.
Good grief. I have never seen him like that.
He was wired.
He has never been that upset about just.
Milk.
I've never heard. I think that's a first. That is the first Buford rant. Interesting. I hope it's
the. What's the difference? You know what? I want to know. I'm getting my milk. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, until she comes back, then we'll play something. I don't know. Something interesting.
Right. Here we go. It says here, vitamin D. This is what the babies drink. Organic vitamin D milk. Perishable. Yeah. I'm glad they told me that.
Yeah. You don't think they need to put that on the box?
Okay.
If they even put that on a box, you think we'd figure it out? Like we'd open it up one day and go,
we just leave it out there? Ultra pasteurized.
Ultra pasteurized.
Ultra. Not just pasteurized, but ultra pasteurized. Homogenized. Okay, let's see. Brad and I drink skim milk, fat free.
Well, I gotta come back in here if y'all gonna talk about this. Now, look, ultra, they just put words on there.
Just a minute now, I'm trying to find the difference.
Telling you there ain't no difference. It all comes from cows.
Well, this doesn't say anything. Stupid Walmart milk.
Cows.
Cows?
It all comes from cows.
Okay, this says.
Is a cow organic?
Organic grade A milk.
There you go. They're putting words on organic. There. Organic. The heck of it.
But it doesn't say why it's organic.
It's got a leaf on there. It's got a leaf on it. Look, organic with a big leaf.
Uh-huh, yep.
They don't get milk from a leaf. Stupid people. I'm out of here.
Oh, wait, here. Produced without the use of synthetic hormones, fertilizers, pesticides, or antibiotics.
I don't pesticide my cows. I've been in the dairy business a long time. You don't pesticide your cows.
Pesticides?
Nope.
Well, so what makes this non-organic then?
It's not non-organic.
This says
milk.
Grade A pasteurized homogenized. The only difference is this is ultra pasteurized, and that's just pasteurized.
There you go.
But this says no hormones.
Well, the milk.
Fertilizers. Hormones is growth hormones is the reason all these girls are developing so early.
Is that your theory?
It's true. So,
well, the stuff you get from Brahms has a big thing on the top here that
Brahms
says no.
Tells you, yeah.
But it doesn't say organic on the front. It just says no hormones. Because Brahms has its own dairies.
Well, so what's the difference? Nothing?
You need to go put those back in the refrigerator. They're perishable.
They are?
Yeah.
I can't leave them out?
It says on the box here, refrigerate after opening.
Oh, keep refrigerated. That means always
which is
keep
dumb.
It refrigerated?
Which is dumb because milk doesn't
cows
come
aren't in the
refrigerated.
No. That means they put stuff in here that has to be refrigerated.
Pretty much.
That ultra pasteurizing. What does that mean? They stick them in the ultra long?
The problem with our milk is that milk is supposed to be drinking within drinking?
Drinking?
What is wrong with me? Yesterday night I drank in a glass of stuff. No, milk is supposed to be drunk 24 hours after it's produced.
After, really?
Yeah, after it leaves the cow, you get to drink within 24 hours.
Oh, what was that?
After it leaves the cow, you get to drink it within 24 hours.
He was showing us how it leaves the cow.
Yeah, if you can you see this? This is how it leaves the cow.
I can see it. Okay. You know how, because you did that a long time.
I did this a long time. I got really strong hands.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there you go.
All right,
go put the back in the
fridge. Ultra pasteurized.
Go ahead. I will wait right here.
You going to talk about me while I'm going?
No.
I don't believe you. This can stay right here.
No, you'll put it up before it ruins.
Is that going to ruin for the next 10 minutes we do the show?
Oh, wait, you never know. So anyway, while she's gone, I'm going to... Whee! Now, this is a good show here. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, here we go. Hey, what's this one? Oh, that button's cool. Jamming out.
So have you heard about the pregnant guy? What are you doing?
I was jamming out.
So have you heard about the pregnant guy?
Didn't we already talk about that?
No.
That's what brought Buford in here to begin with.
No, we never. I got to never talk about you. You interrupted me.
You said there weren't any pregnant guys. You said guys can't get pregnant.
No, but that's because this really isn't a guy.
Hmm?
This was a girl.
Well, wait a minute. Make me mad.
She it was a girl.
You said it was a guy.
Mm-hmm. She was a girl and she was a model.
She was a model.
Mm-hmm.
A model girl.
She was a girl and she was a model.
Mm-hmm. A model of what? A model of purity?
At the time. And she's Hawaiian. She grew up in Hawaii.
Uh-huh. Now, is she Hawaiian or did she grow up in Hawaii?
I don't know. I don't know. She looks Hawaiian.
Very different. Okay. Well, if she looks Hawaiian, she must be Hawaiian.
And she transgendered into a man.
That's not a word. That's not a word, ma'am.
Well, they say it is, so there you have it.
She transgendered into a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. She became a man.
She became a man.
Uh-huh. All except, like, took hormones and the whole deal.
But then she got pregnant.
Can grow a beard. You know, it did the whole plastic surgery business, you know, to remove all that. Except didn't remove her
ovaries,
reproductive organs.
So she's
a man on her social security card and her driver's license. She looks like a man. I mean, look, if somebody would have told me, I would have known. I'd have thought it was a man. Sounds like a man. Looks like a man. Is married to a woman. Oh, is able to do all the things men do.
Then how did she get pregnant?
Did she get herself inseminated. Pregnant? They inseminated.
Oh.
His wife inseminated him. And the reason that she isn't pregnant is because she couldn't get pregnant. So that's why they got him pregnant. Because his wife
had... This entire conversation makes me completely uncomfortable.
So anyway, I was just wondering, what does this mean biblically?
One of them's a lesbian.
What does this mean biblically? No, because he is a man. I mean, you know, they are married.
God didn't make him a man.
Yeah, but he took pills and became one.
I don't know about all that. Maybe he's just a very ugly woman.
What? So what is this? What is this biblically? I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know. What do you think? Biblically, is this what? Oh Lord.
Let me tell you something right here, okay, Missy? I got me a three-legged dog, okay?
Uh-huh.
And to make him feel better, I told him his tail was another leg.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he walk around and kind of drag it on the ground.
He doesn't care.
Many legs does he have?
Three.
But I call his tail a leg, you see. So how many legs does he have?
Three.
Exactly. You see my point here?
I do see your point, but that's what I'm asking. So what does this mean biblically? I'm not saying it's right. I'm just asking where biblically, what does this mean?
All I'm saying is just because it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and sounds like a duck, it still might be a goose. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, but what does this mean?
I think I'm telling you what it means.
No, you're not.
I'll try to be a little more clear. Okay?
Okay.
If you got a house sitting on a hill, right?
Brad?
And it's floating down the river because of the flood.
Uh-huh.
And you're fishing off the top of it. and you strap a motorboat to the back of it. I mean, a motor, an outboard motor to the back of it. And you slap you a fish finder hanging out the window. Okay?
Okay.
Are you, is it still a house?
Yes.
By golly, that's what I'm saying.
I understand that he's still a woman. I get that.
I didn't say that.
That's what you said. I get that. I mean, okay. This is so weird.
I'm putting you in separate corners.
This is very bizarre.
It's very bizarre. I understand it's bizarre. People do very weird things to themselves. They torture themselves. They do all kinds of things. They put staples in their eyebrows and nails through their unmentionables. And mm-hmm. and they mutilate themselves. And yeah.
Is that what he did? She did?
Well, you can. I don't know.
I don't know. I want to know what people think.
From God's perspective, probably.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not God.
Well, this is not going well.
But, I mean, you know, God gave this person one thing.
Right, and he mutilated something else. Right, and I get that. Okay. I just want to know what people's perspective is, because it's just so bizarre.
So anyway, I
don't want to hear any more what you have to say. I don't want to hear any more what you...
I took this frog.
Buford, you need to leave.
And I put it into a blender.
You need to go.
And I transgendered it. I pushed the transgender button on the bottom of the mixer. And I turned it into frog soup.
Uh-huh. So it's still a frog.
I'm just saying...
You're not saying, you're just saying.
Okay. I'm leaving now.
Okay, bye.
Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
You're mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. Go.
Are we okay?
Go tend to your pigs.
I can't go to sleep tonight if you're mad at me.
Okay, so moving right along.
Are you mad at him?
I'm not mad at him.
Okay.
Just awful testy tonight.
He is? Yeah, he came here with a rant. He's very upset.
All God is...
Dander.
Undies all in a bunch.
Let's not talk about Buford's undies. You know, Buford, me and Chaz did the show for like 3, 4, 5 years, and we never mentioned Buford's undies. That's all I'm saying.
I don't want to.
Ding, change the subject.
Okay. So, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Crystal Skull. See,
yay!
I like...
I'm so excited. Indiana Jones.
The last one wasn't very good.
I love Indiana Jones.
No, wait.
It had Sean Connery in it.
Yeah, that one was good. The second one wasn't very good.
No. That's the one with the girl and they were tied in the cages.
Yeah, the brass monkey. Like Indiana Jones and the brass monkey or something.
Is that what it's called? No.
Brass monkey. Funky monkey. Sorry.
What?
No, it was.
That was with the blonde girl and they were tied and they were in the cages and they were in like with all the
Temple
weird.
Of Doom. Temple of Doom.
Yeah. Yeah. The last one was when he found his dad. And his dad was annoying, you know, Sean Connery. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
That one's called Last Crusade.
The Last Crusade.
But it's not The Last Crusade.
No, because this is another one. 20 years, almost, not quite, like 18 years later.
Wow.
Can you believe it's been that long?
And his son's in this one.
Yeah, and he's going to have a son in this one. That's so cool. And Cate Blanchett is in it.
Who?
Cate Blanchett.
What?
You don't know who Cate Blanchett is?
You don't know her last name?
Her name is Cate Blanchett.
Oh. That's not a name.
She was...
It's like a placeholder.
She was Elizabeth.
She was Elizabeth and now
queen.
She's Cate?
She was the queen.
Oh, she did that show, the
movie, queen, you know, queen. With the white. You know, she had the white. That
yeah,
was
she's creepy.
Cate Blanchett. And she also played...
Very creepy.
What's his name? The singer who's a genius from the 60s who became a Christian. What's his name?
Bob Dylan.
Thank you. Make me crazy.
She played Bob Dylan.
It was cool. I saw clips of it, and I kept forgetting to tell you that we need to check that out. Good.
Like
she played
movie?
Bob Dylan in the movie. She looked just like him. It was
that's
crazy.
Weird. A woman played
yeah,
the character
but it
Bob
fits,
Dylan.
Doesn't it?
What movie was this?
It was on it about his life. It was black and white. I don't know if it was just like a documentary type deal, but it was a look at his life. It was really cool. It won awards. She won awards for it.
Really? That's interesting.
Cool.
I had to find that.
And his son is the guy from Transformers. Remember the kid?
I like Transformers. Now, that was a good movie.
Yeah. This is his son. We're not talking about Transformers.
We're not.
We're talking about Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who is awesome.
Yes.
And it's coming out in May.
It's going to be so cool.
That's so exciting. Yeah. I love Indiana Jones.
And I'm also looking forward to Prince Caspian.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out in May.
It's going to be good.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And is that all I'm looking forward to?
I don't know.
It seemed like there was another movie coming out that I really wanted to see. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We saw a movie last week.
What did we see?
Horton Hears a Who.
Oh, yes.
Horton Hears a Who. And
he didn't talk like that.
It was very, it was funny.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud. It was very entertaining.
I fell asleep for like 30 seconds.
I'm not sure about the lessons involved there. But are you trying to say that God is just another person in another universe and we're just a speck or centrifugal specks? Centrifugal? No, that's centrifugal force. Centric specks.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand what the point of the thing was.
That we're all important no matter how big we are.
Not how small we are.
Or how small we are.
Yeah, well, I guess.
There you go. That's what I got from it.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who you are. Okay. You're still important. God loves us all.
Okay. You turned it into a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Because I wasn't going there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. And elephants are loyal 100%. I mean, that's always a good lesson.
I can't wait. You know what I can't wait to see in Prince Caspian is Reepa Cheek. Reepa Cheek is my favorite character in any of the
How many
the
times
CS
have
Lewis.
You read that to Helen? Three now?
Three. Yeah. This is the series? Yeah, yeah. Three. Yeah, that Reepa Cheek is my favorite character in any of the books. I just love him.
I wonder how they're going to do that up.
You can't ruin Reepa Cheek. I mean, if you just read the lines, you can't ruin it. He's greatness. So
this would be good.
He's all brave and stuff.
It's exciting. There's always good movies when it's our anniversary. Our anniversary is May 25th.
Yeah.
And it's always a good, because it's spring, you know, and all the new big summer blockbusters are starting to come out and everything. So we always have good movies to see.
Yeah. You remember when we went and we saw Batman Begins?
Mm-hmm.
And which I think it was so good. You know, one of the reasons I think it was so good is we had such little expectations.
It was way better than the other ones.
Yeah, because the other Batmans were so...
built up, yeah.
They were so over the top kind of stuff. And
yeah. Well, I mean, Prince, really.
Yeah. And I love Prince, but come on. Bat Dance. And they were just so over the top kind of weirdish. And then you come and then they do Batman Begins, which is just a complete.
So good.
It's just, it was like what they did with James Bond,
too. It's what Batman should be.
It's what they did with James
Bond. But you didn't know that until saw it.
Yeah.
And same with James Bond, when they went backwards, you know, like with James Bond, like was becoming James Bond.
Yeah. It was genius.
It was so, what do you call that? Raw.
Raw.
Yeah. It was, it wasn't polished.
Which, I don't know. It was okay.
James Bond wasn't as good as Batman.
I don't think it was. Very James Bondish.
No, but it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, but James Bond's supposed to, I mean, that's why we love James Bond.
It was more
shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, it was more Bourne.
Yeah.
Supremacy.
But we were kind of into Bourne supremacy. I mean, we love that.
The last one left me very confused.
They're going to do more.
But he only wrote three.
Well, somebody else can.
Yeah, but the original author only
wrote
the three.
I know. And then didn't he pass away or something?
Yep, dead.
Yeah.
Somebody. There you go. It's my verdict. Okay. Dead.
That's it. Stamp it.
Yeah. No. He got shot or something with a 22 from 1,000 yards out.
Huh?
I don't know. Can't shoot 22,000 yards.
I can't even make the sound.
Unless it's straight down. That bullet ain't going 1,000 yards.
Okay. Whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
Very little about guns.
This is a good thing.
Okay. You know what one of my new favorite shows is?
What is one of your new favorite shows?
New Amsterdam.
I love New Amsterdam. It's very good.
That's interesting. You know, we talked about living to be 150 years, you know, last week.
Yes, yes.
Well, so that's interesting that, you know, he's, what, 400 now?
No.
No, he's like
200.
200 years.
Yeah, it was before.
He's 17.
It was before America. He was like one of the first pilgrims.
Yeah, it was like 17. Yeah.
He was one of the first pilgrims, and he saved some Indians from getting killed. And in return, they gave him the gift of of
eternal life till he found.
Well, not eternal life, but he just wouldn't die until he found true love.
Yeah, okay, yeah, not eternal life.
And so now he's desperate to find true love so he can die.
Yeah.
And but he's a detective.
But he's had so many lies, you know. Mm-hmm. He's seen New York from the very beginning, mm-hmm. you know, of when man came there. And he's seen it grow and change, and his children have died. He's had children die.
He stayed in New York the entire time. And it's not anything like Highlander.
No. He didn't travel. You know, I mean, it was...
It's not dark like that in any way. And it's not even... He doesn't even try to keep it a secret. He tells everybody.
And nobody believes him because, you know, I mean, he's just a nut.
He's always walking around, I saw... You know, back in World War One, I went and did this, you know? And they're like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, and he's a detective now at this point in his life.
He became a detective after 9/11.
Yeah.
He
was mad at what they'd done to his city.
Yeah, he's very protective of New York.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good... I really like it. I mean, I know I fell asleep last night, but it was late.
It's an interesting show. It's very good.
I like it. That's good.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know.
Oh, well. I don't know.
And you know what else?
What else?
Top Chef, which is on Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of the show, but who knew that chefs were so crass?
Crass?
Crass.
Oh.
Who knew that they were such crass people?
They cuss on that show?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I am amazed.
See, I don't watch it. Too much drama.
Unprofessional manner in which these people act.
Save the drama for your mama.
Don't even save this drama for your mama, because she'd kick you out if you talked to her like that. I mean, they are awful. Oh, you can't run a kitchen acting like that. I mean, you know, remember Chef? Remember the British show Chef?
Yes.
Remember that was hysterical? Remember how funny he was?
Yes.
He always threw temper tantrums, you know?
Yes.
They're like him, only like worse and rude and not funny.
Hmm. Well, that's not good at all.
I mean, you know, he was funny because he's being over the top and it was a comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only they're like that, only not funny.
Hmm.
I don't understand it.
That's not good at all.
I mean, are they so egotistical and so arrogant about their food that they have to act that way? I don't understand. Is this how people act who are in their late 20s and 30s? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Not me. I'm in my late 30s. I know that.
You're almost 40.
Oh, hush.
Glorious day, all. Bonita here with our verse for today. James 1:12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Ever feel like your trial in life is just going on and on, that you can't see the end in sight? You just want to give up and give in. It's just too hard to keep fighting. But what exactly are we fighting for? For a life that more closely resembles that of Christ. And in the end, we have the greatest life of all, that of eternity with Christ. So, mi hermanas y hermanos en Cristo, don't give up. Persevere. Our crowns await us. Tienes todo un día magnífico en Cristo. Now back to Our Lady and Squire Squirrel.
I don't like it when she talks in tongues.
Freaks you out?
Got to be somebody here to translate. That's what the Bible says.
That's right. No tongues without translation. Freaks people out.
What'd you say?
It freaks people out.
Oh. That's not what I thought you said.
Did you clean your ears lately?
What?
Huh?
Mm. Wait, hold on. Let me turn this up. Miles can be us all. Dude, tomorrow, listener calls. Listener calls tomorrow.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.